The kings of Gwynedd had a proud history. In 1039, Gruffydd ap Llywelyn had come to power and established an unrivalled hegemony over Wales. In 1055, he had become king of Dyhoibarth, the kingdom of West Wales, as well as being king over Gwynedd and Powys, and was probably also king of Morgannwg in the south-east, according to Ceiri Mawr. No other king of Wales had achieved this level of control, except perhaps Hywel Dda, and it lasted until Harold Godwinson, of bio-tapestry fame, and his brother Tostig led an army against Gruffydd in late 1063 or early 1064. They were unable to capture him, but forced many of the Welsh to forswear him, and finally, beleaguered by English attacks, and possibly also recipients of English bribes, Gruffydd's household turned on him and murdered him themselves. His legacy crumbled after his death, and the Welsh kingdoms regained their independence from Gwynedd with limited after-effects. The kingdom of Gwynedd was then revived by Gruffydd ap Cynan, who died in 1137, a member of a different dynasty, and his son Owain Gwynedd, who died in 1170, Llywelyn ap Iorwerth's grandfather. Llywelyn himself was therefore a key figure in the continuity of Gwynedd's power and prestige, with many powerful rulers exercising various degrees of power before him.